Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, October 29th and Sunday, October 30th. The weekend will start with fog, then get cloudy, but no rain is in the forecast at the moment. According to the National Weather Service, there will be patchy fog before 9 a.m. in the Cedar Rapids area on Saturday morning. Otherwise, it'll be sunny, with a high near 64 degrees. On Saturday evening, it'll become increasingly cloudy, with a low of around 42 degrees. Sunday is predicted to be mostly cloudy, with a high near 64 degrees and a low of around 42 degrees. The wind should be calm all weekend. The City of Iowa City is taking legal action against the property and business owners of the H Bar following a recent fatal shooting, increased serious incidents, and a spike in calls for service from police. The city filed a nuisance abatement petition Friday afternoon in Johnson County District Court, requesting the court require the H Bar, located at 220 South Van Buren Street, to close between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. daily. This would affect the bar's current hours, as it is open from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Thursdays and 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. The city said in a news release Friday afternoon it is pursuing these measures to protect the community from the ongoing serious criminal activity occurring at and around the business since its opening earlier this year. A hearing for the city's request for temporary injunction has been set for December 1st at 10 a.m. at the Johnson County Courthouse. Between January 1st and October 23rd of this year, there were 173 calls for service at the address. These calls ranged from fights to firearm incidents. Last Sunday, 36-year-old Wayman Thomas of Iowa City was struck by gunfire outside the H Bar, following an altercation that started inside. Thomas was transported to the hospital, where he died. West Liberty Foods will close its Mount Pleasant meat processing and slicing facility in early May of next year, eliminating 350 jobs there, the company announced Friday. The West Liberty-based company will move and consolidate operations from this location to other facilities in Iowa, Illinois, and Utah, the company said in a Friday news release. The closure will occur in two phases, with the first on December 31st. Brian Melhus, general counsel for West Liberty Foods, told the Gazette 130 employees will be impacted in the first phase, with the remaining 220 employees impacted in the second phase. All operations will cease at the plant on May 7th of 2023. According to Melhus, the Mount Pleasant location specialized in producing sliced deli meats, and its business was impacted when a customer of West Liberty Foods decided to slice its meat in store. West Liberty Foods also has plants in Bolingbrook, Illinois, and Tremonton, Utah, in addition to the West Liberty location. Melhus said the company doesn't expect the other locations to be impacted. Have a good weekend, everyone.